What's next, Jack? 16, request for expenditure from Virginia Saltwater Recreational Fishery. Sonia, good morning.
This is a little bit different request because normally I bring to you a specific amount from the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board. This particular request is essentially to pay bills, pre-approval to pay our bills for the Fisherman Identification Program, which started on January 1st. Mm-hmm. We did increase the resident licenses beginning January 1st, so we will be collecting the funds to help pay for the toll-free calling portion of the Fisherman Identification Program. The web-based registration process is something our MIS division developed, and so that's going to be free of cost. Right now, we have, because of limited advertisement and just, you know, getting the word out, and it's early in the registration, we have not had that many. I think to date we have about 190 toll-free calls that have been done for the month of January. They are averaging about 4 minutes. So at this point for January, it's less than $1,000 that we've done for the toll-free. But certainly as more advertisement gets out to the public, and certainly as we get closer to the summer fishing season, we expect, you know, both the web-based registrations and the toll-free to go up. So essentially, we're asking pre-approval to use recreational fishing funds to fund the Fisherman Identification Program. Any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
You say the online version is no cost, but that's no cost to VMRC. There is a cost to the fishermen, is that correct? No cost?
No. The entire registration process is free to the public.
Whether you call in or whether
you... But because it's our own system...
So it costs us money to administer it, right?
Right. There is no cost for that web base, but the toll-free number, because we've hired the contractor to answer the phones 24/7, so we can call the toll-free number.
People who fish without a boat can register with no cost and... But if they have a boat, then they pay the upcharge on the boat license.
Right, which is now $48, up from $38. That was the one license that we were able to increase by $10.
I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
But there's a lot of other people that will have to register. Obviously, landowners that are exempt from purchasing licenses, people with freshwater licenses mm-hmm. that are fishing for anadromous species, they'll have to register. So there'll be... quite a large group that will have to register. We just cannot predict whether they'll do web-based registration or if they're going to use the phone registration.
So if they fish off the beach, for example, at Virginia Beach, they should register.
A
lot of those folks would require a license.
If they do not have a license, Mr. Fox, they're required to be registered, plain and simple, 16 and above. Mr. Schick.
At the marina, we got emailed two posters, one in black and white and one color. Did that come from VMRC or did that come from the saltwater fishing people?
John Bowles has been spearheading the... We did get a small grant of about $100,000, a little over. But
John?
Maybe he can talk more about the advertisement.
Yeah, we've prepared several posters and sent them out to the marinas and to some of our licensed agents. We have others that are going to go up on public boat ramps, and there'll be other outreach over the next few months, especially come April or so. We need people to understand what they need to do for this.
Yeah, I've been at several sites, and they've all had information up about it. So
that's good. That's what we want to see.
Further questions from members of the commission? I'm sorry, Mr. Fox.
Well, as I remember my boat license, doesn't it last for a year from whenever I got it last?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So right now, since my year has not expired, I'm not licensed to fish. I mean, I'm illegal.
No, you're fine. If you're the license in and of itself exempts you from the registration requirements.
Okay.
The folks that are on board that boat, however, while they may be okay for them to fish in the boat under the licensing provision, they will still have to register with the Fishery Identification Program so that they can catch the data from those individuals that are fishing with you. At no charge.
Right. Unless they have a personal
license.
Unless they have a personal license, they would be exempt as well. Thank you.
You.
Hard to keep up with all those nuances.
I think if we get it clear here, maybe others will understand it.
Okay.
And we have been receiving a lot of phone calls with people asking, and we're certainly trying to encourage the web-based registration.
And
but
just
some people that just can't handle that.
And if you're fishing from Virginia shore and going to the Potomac River, there's a whole other nuance that just to let anybody know that
right.
you're fishing.
Right, if you have the Potomac River license, you are also exempt.
Exempt, but you're not exempt. You have to have a Maryland. You have to register in Maryland and Virginia if you're going to fish in all three areas. And that's true. So that's another confusing little issue.
Well, that's why our Marine police are out there educating and not issuing summonses
right.
this year.
And so we're trying to educate everybody from the Potomac Riverside, too.
Matters before the commission for action.
I just had one question.
Go, Mr. Plumley, absolutely.
This money that's requested is for both advertising and the call center, or is it just for the call center?
It's just for the call center. Yeah, the advertising.
We had the grant for the advertising, and
the
that covered all the costs for advertising. Okay.
Up to the state, anyway.
But we also have a lot of good information on the website before they actually go in to register that they can look through and see if, you know, if because of the license that they already hold, they might not have to register. So.
And if we have some extra time at lunch, Mr. Bull would love to take you down if you're not registered and register you right down here on the site today and give you your number. Right? Right.
I've done a few of them.
Okay. Any further questions? I need some action on item number 16. Mr. Holland?
Move the adoption of staff recommendation.
For second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next